April 1st. Look at God. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Black Girl Charmed. I am Christina Yang in season 2, episode 4. But God is watching over me. And I'm joined by my co-host.
No. Just now. Season 3, episode 21.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Like, we almost here. And I hate it. I really don't want to do it.
I didn't want to do it either. But we hadn't done it in 2 weeks due to, like, a whole bunch of shit.
I know. Yo, y'all should, like, tell JetBlue. If y'all really mad, complain to JetBlue. Because they ain't want me to come back. They said, you will stay in Georgia.
I was gonna text you when you came back, and I was like, she don't want to record. she needs to chill out a little bit. She don't want to. No.
I got back in my house at like 2 a.m. No, sorry, 2 p.m. By like 2:30, I held a little snack. By 3 o'clock, I was in my bed taking a nap.
Naps.
Yeah.
Naps sound so good. I had a nap today. After listening to that child cry 45 minutes.
Oh, we have to soothe yourself.
Well, he does this thing now where he wants his cup in the bed with him, and he threw it at me. He chucked that shit at me. So I was like, and I left. So he proceeded to scream at me for 40 minutes. And I was like, take your cup back, go to sleep. When I get back the cup, he was asleep.
I mean, I don't know. No blankets, no pillows, or literal abuse.
He's not, for bedtime, he's not too bad. He'll cry a little bit because I try to sync up bedtime with, aw, it's almost time to go. But first, let's remember what you did today. And I'd be like, night, night. He'd be like, no, no, night, night, no, night, night. Back on the bed, he goes, night, night, mommy, and he goes to sleep. So I haven't hit the no pillows, no blankets yet.
My nephew, who is 5, and I can sleep in the same size bed with no issue. I am a tiny person. But he's always like, auntie, sleep with me. That's like his way of protesting going to bed. But like, all right, dog, let's go to sleep. And the last night he fell asleep braiding my hair. Like, he literally fell asleep mid braid. And I was like, nah. Cause look, bedtime started at 8 and it's 8:45. No, I can't.
I'll do that. Night, night. I don't do the sleep. If you come in my bed, I'm going to wait for you to fall asleep and I'll put you right back in bed. I don't do that. No.
Plus, they wake up before 6 a.m. or at 6 a.m. and climb in the bed with you for, like, morning cuddles. And as an auntie, my heart was just like, oh, my God, this is so amazing. You just want to cuddle with me. But, like, as a person who hates mornings and needs 3 hours to wake up, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-mm. Aiden did that a couple of times. It's morning time. I went right to this one. Kmart was still a thing. Right to Kmart and bought some blackout curtains. You will never know what it's one. He's like, it's morning time. The sun is out, mommy. It's 5:35 in the morning. Absolutely not. I put a black curtains with the quickness. When there is a will, there is a way. Absolutely not. It's get out of my face. This one trying to open up doors now and everything like that. So now we got to put, once he gets a little bit like taller, I got to do like the door handle locks. Mm-hmm. And we have to try to find like how to block the stairs for when he gets out, because he's starting to hang off his.
You got to, oh, he's at Tommy Pickles. Okay.
Well, I told you a couple weeks ago, I found him on the floor. He was asleep on the floor. That's really everything. I haven't really done much. I have finally, guys, I'm out of the Underdark. I'm solidly in Act 2. Then I started dying and didn't know why, so I took a break. But I'm in Act 2. It's been, what, 6 months? 2 kids? It's a lot. But I am in Act 2. It's been 90 hours.
Honestly,
it probably hasn't been that long, but yeah.
I don't know what any of that means, but the following sentence is probably going to sound the same way to you. I am 45 minutes into Madam Web, and guys,
why?
Because you, it's a
when the star is telling you what a horrible movie it is. That's my cue to never watch that. To never watch it.
Like, all right. First of all, Mike Epps is in this movie. Why did we have, like, where is he? Exactly. Nobody even talks about that part. But anyway, about 15 minutes into the movie, Dakota Fanning, Madame Web is depressed, and next thing you know, she's in Grand Central Station, and then all these other bitches are in Grand Central Station, and it's like, when did we all decide to go to Grand Central Station? What did I miss? What's going on? I'm so confused.
Is it a Fox Sony production? Who produced it? Sony? Fox?
Yeah, Sony.
After my husband dragged me to go see Mobius, whatever that movie was, it was horrible.
I think it is by the same people, though.
They're going to tell me it wasn't that bad of a movie. Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
I will say, this isn't even a spoiler. Homegirl is at a baby shower. It's Peter Parker's parents. Oh my God. It's Peter Parker's mom's baby shower. And they ask her, like, oh, what about your mom? What's she up to? And she's just like, it's a funny story. She died in childbirth with me. And
yo, what is wrong with people?
The way she delivered it, that's the kind of humor I want to see in my Marvel movies. That's the kind of humor. Because, like, her line delivery, perfect.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I did read this really, it was horrible, but I couldn't put it down. It was one of those, like, book talks where they put, like, a half a chapter on a page. And you're like, oh, this is really good. It was so bad. But I couldn't put it down. But it was one of the worst books I've ever read. Like, but I couldn't put it down.
Our book talks are completely different because you have that. And the one I have is this little girl is watching her sister go through an eating disorder. And it's like,
oh, I see. It's like a comic.
Yes.
I saw it this morning. Oh, I didn't see that.
Again, I am Christina Yang, season 2, episode 4. All right.
I don't know what that means, but.
But the people who know, know. Okay, J-Lo.
You know, like my hair, right? My hair brings me back when I was running with my wolves on the block. And I was like, "Hey, Poppy."
So
I love how we're so trying to avoid going through this
because Penn Affleck. They call him Penn Affleck.
It's kind of smooth, though. That's kind of smooth. That man always looks so tired. Just tired.
He is always looking at her like, "Is it worth it?
I should just stay with my mistress."
Is it worth it?
I should have just think about it. You came from like Jennifer like.
No, don't say nothing. Her daddy just died on Saturday about Jennifer Garner. So we gonna bypass her.
No, all I was saying is she bakes bread. She tell you how to motivate your life and meditate and all this stuff on TikTok, and then you got this weird. I know it's every single moment of his life. He's like, why did I have an addiction? Why?
No, because I have not watched a documentary because that secondhand cringe. The same reason why I won't watch the Gerard Carmichael clip. I will not watch that. My secondhand embarrassment will stop me from listening to Tyler, the Creator. You can't call me a stupid bitch.
I mean, Tyler, the Creator has just been weird. Like, I remember Tyler, the Creator, where he was really, really weird, doing those weird demonic shit. And I've never moved past that, so I wouldn't watch it anyway.
No, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm like, I would just always associate Tyler, the Creator, with being called a stupid bitch on that, like, hurtful of a level. And that is why I can, like, no.
He
I
said
love
no. No.
the last thing I saw Gerard Carmichael in was Poor Things, and that's how I want to remember him. Leave me alone, leave me out of it.
I do. I do want to move past this, right? And I do, because I'm talking about cringe. I want to give a shout out. She probably don't listen, but I want to give a shout out to, I'm probably destroying her name, Oleyemi
Oh,
Olurin,
Eric Adams.
who single-handedly dragged that man to the point where he was stuttering on Good Friday, nonetheless. On Good Friday. Thank you. We appreciate it. Single-handedly, that man was stuttering. Just the misogyny was just pouring out of his like pores and his orifice. It was just, oh, it was great. If y'all vote him back in again, I'm gonna fuck y'all up.
As a New Yorker, I feel like we forget that the options were him and a dude who was like, if they let them out of Rikers, they're gonna come to the Upper East Side and start robbing y'all. So, and I feel it was like the lesser of two evils, but either way, here we are, because it's the same fucking evil. Like, nobody ever brings that point up. Like, remember who, yo, this man
Wasn't
was.
there a black girl that was also in the race? I remember her. I remember her name.
You remember them dudes who be on the train that wear the red and white and be like, not on our trains, bucko. They leader, I believe. Was the one resorting against Eric Adams, and yo, he gonna come back. Oh, this motherfucker gonna come back. Like, oh, y'all don't know like me, and you see how the trees got worse under my watch. Like,
You're a DE&I
oh,
hire. Oh
that
gosh.
is a yo, that is a deep New York cut. Like, only your real New Yorker remember them people or the train with the red and white.
I'm done with you. Let's. I'm done. I'm done. I'm
Oh
done.
God.
Did
Okay. All
you
right, we
even
got.
brand the podcast? Can we brand it?
Yeah, I said, you know, this is Black Girl Charmed. I didn't say this is a Charmed rewatch podcast with two
Two
black
black girls.
girls. But I did say I was Christina Yang in season two,
Okay,
episode four.
I just making sure. I just making sure.
Hooray,
All
y'all.
right. It's gonna be quick.
Yo, as an animal lover, you know what? I
Just
will
roll
say
into it.
this. Shannon got to pick what bitch she wanted to be, and that's what she picked, and that's what she saw herself as. And you know what, girl? If you like it, I love it.
You didn't like the husky with the blue
No,
eyes?
I did. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how you do it, you know? Oh, you
You
know
said
what?
you like it, I love it.
You're
Like, you
right.
didn't.
You know what? I caught what I said afterwards, girl. I love that for you.
That's better.
This is a later. What is this? Monday? God, what day is it? Emotionally, I don't know what day it is. Mentally, whatever. Yeah, it's late, so it's cuckoo
Why you gotta
bananas.
be here?
We are up to season three, episode 21. Look who's barking. The original air date is May 10th, 2001.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because we're only so far away from that. I will never release that audio or that video if it's not already available. The writers this week are Monica, Allison, and Curtis, all names you've heard before. John Baring, his full credits are in season one, episode 16, which proves it anyway. Oh, Blue Prue. The guest stars this week is Matt Battaglia as cute guy. He don't even have a name. It's cute guy. All right, whatever. 90 acting credits, including 911, The Resident, and Criminal Minds. Joey Tata as Inspector, RIP, passed away in 2022. 90 credits, including 90210 and Magnum P.I. Dorinda Moore as Banshee, 13 acting credits, including Sam and Cat. Ooh, girl. Quiet on the set. Ooh, damn. Mm. You see how everything just ties together? God damn. American Crime Story Impeachment. Jack R. Orend as The Alchemist, 35 credits, including Casino and ER. And Ashley Tisdale, my doppelganger per my damn students. Ashley Tisdale, you don't know me, but when I see you, when I catch you, Ricky, when I catch you. Anyway.
Ashley Tisdale, that's wild.
My students used to be like, Miss Ray, you look like Sharpay. And I was like, are y'all doing this because it rhymes? And they were like, nah, you legitimately look like her.
Well, somebody told me that my doppelganger was Allegra from Allegra's Windows. I was like, I'm going to take that as a compliment because Allegra had them bops. But don't do that shit again.
Nobody had a name this episode. Ashley Tisdale was runaway teen. Like, she Kiki Palmer.
I'm so mad. They were like, great, run. Y'all need to go up back to check up on her. She don't know where the hell she is in San Francisco. I'm so confused.
Remember last week where we were like, oh, they villains? They villains.
I mean, we know that. We know that. I can bring him back. I was done. I was done.
On TikTok, because that's where I literally, like, Instagram is there, but Instagram is Instagram. Oh, well, mm-hmm. There's my earring. Because okay. I'm Jackie Christie. I'm a boss.
You're losing it. We're not even like a half hour in. And we're just...
No, because that is a callback to Basketball Wives when Jackie Christie's diamond fell out her ring. You know? Ha, ha, ha. Ha,
oh, I remember that. Ha, ha.
See, because my earring fell. Yeah.
You took it really bad.
Yo, I'm off my meds. I got to get them back. So that may be it too. Who knows? The trivia this week at a 2013 con, Shannon Doherty stated, like I said earlier, that he gave her the option of what breed she would be. And that's what she chose. Shannon and Joe E. Tata were on 90210 together. He was her boss at the Peach Pit. The title refers to Look Who's Talking, one of my favorite movies. And the reason why she was a dog this episode is because she's directing next week's episode. And she needed to prepare for that. Don't look at me like that. All right, the music we heard in the episode is Give Me a Reason and Breathless by The Corrs. The synopsis this week is, while the Chalmers are hunting a demon, they inadvertently turn Prue into a Siberian husky with a wayward spell. Meanwhile, Cole seeks an alchemist's help in removing the human side of his soul. That doesn't make any sense, I guess.
That wasn't like, that was like 2 pieces. That was like 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Yeah. I guess, whatever. The DVD synopsis is, Prue was transformed into a dog to help track down a banshee demon. That's redundant. But when the demon attacks Phoebe, Cole must save her. That's not necessarily true, but I see how we got here.
Okay.
I just feel like this entire episode, they were rewriting history. And this is why I hate that we don't have a consistent writer throughout the series. But anyway, okay. Our synopsis is, Phoebe adds a page about Cole's human form to the Book of Shadows alongside the existing page with about Balthazar. Prue tries to comfort her sister about her love life. Piper struggles with her new power, seemingly causing the neighborhood dogs to go crazy and Kit to be disturbed. damn, finally we see Kit. Meanwhile, there's
Kit
a
was like,
man.
fuck this shit.
Meanwhile, a man is grieving his deceased wife. His dog starts barking. The wall starts shaking. A banshee, well, sorry, a white-haired female, it's a banshee, enters through the window screaming, which makes no sense because why are you covering your eyes when it's your ears? Anyway.
He was covering the eyes because he started to bleed.
But
so he was feeling that, like, you know, like, if you've ever been, like, really loud situations, sometimes your eyes start to hurt. So it was so bad, his eyes started to bleed. That's why he was covering his eyes. I mean, because I guess you can't do both.
Yes, the man dies in agony as her scream bursts the blood vessels in his eyes. Prue tells Phoebe about a man's death and her premonition of a young woman dying the same way. Oh, sorry, it triggers Phoebe to have a premonition of a girl dying the same way. They suspect Cole, which makes no fucking sense. But, you know, when you hate a man, you hate a man. But the spell to summon him fails and it pisses him off. Yoga and Leo fail to help Piper control her powers. Meanwhile, Prue and Phoebe go to the scene of the man's death. Police suspect murder. Phoebe admits that her and Prue are witches, which is like, girl, next week, hello. That inspector got a lot to say. Oh, sorry. Prue has 1,000 emotions because, girl, why are you telling this man our whole life story? Confirms the death was supernatural. Cole goes to the alchemist. They finally get on the banshee's trail. Da 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 da. Cast a spell. Prue turns into a dog. Hilarity ensues. They located the fake banshee, but Phoebe turns into a banshee. And then Piper's like, oh my god, I have the power all along. I don't need my sisters. I don't need my man. But I do need Phoebe's man to help my sister not be a witch. They all come together. Phoebe's about to, like, murk Cole. Cole's like, nah, I gotta turn into Balthazar and then murk this bitch, but I can't. Damn it, Phoebe, I love you.
That was the best part. He had that his hands around her throat. And he was like, don't make me kill you. And I was like, oh, daddy.
That post, I did it for you. The, what's your wildest, hear me out? I did that for you. That was all you, baby.
Did you see the TikTok where the girl's like, she has a tattoo in her chin, and everybody was like, why you have a tattoo in your chin? And she like leans back and it says, choke me. And I was like, ah!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that was the best part.
That but was I'm black, so you know, minutes. You can't do stuff like that.
No, no. You'd have to do foundation all the time.
All the time. Oh, yeah, so they reaffirm they love for each other. Piper is like, I'm every woman. It's all in me. Prue goes out with a guy who, like, hit her when she was a dog because, you know.
He but that don't make no sense. Is he not like, where's the dog? When she calls him from the number, did he not go check to make sure the dog was okay? There were so many unanswered questions.
But he put up flyers to find me. Mm. All right.
Yes, I guess. I don't know. It was rough. This it was rough. I don't even know where to get started. We could start with Piper is blowing shit up stuff. I don't care.
I said this on Twitter today that I was going to find a clip where we were like, Leo could learn some shit from Natalie.
Yeah.
But that clip, that episode has been archived and it's going to take 12 hours to find it. So I will say it here. Yeah, it's already in storage. I already requested it. So you know. But whatever.
I didn't know they archived stuff. That's so interesting.
Yes. But yeah, I feel like Natalie in this situation would have been the best white lighter. Because Natalie would have already known your powers are growing. This is what we need to do. These are the exercises I found. Blah, 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 blah. Natalie would have gone to the fucking meetings and figured this shit the fuck out.
He was just like, you're a good Piper. Good Piper.
When he orbed the fuck in and was like, what I live here? What I live... Yo, you don't pay no fucking bills! You don't pay no bills, and at the end of the fucking episode, they still gonna pay for these fucking windows to get repaired. So what good are you?
I am glad that they brought up the window bill, because I was watching this entire episode like, damn, does insurance cover that? Who covers this? That's a lot. And it's not even like regular windows too. It's stained glass windows with the pretty like framing. I was just sitting there. That was the best part for me. I was like, who's paying for all these windows blowing?
I was also super confused because at one point in this episode, Banshee Phoebe is literally in their window like, hey, y'all. Hey, neighbors. Hallie was also going at it because from the first Banshee, I'm calling 911. Hello?
It's wild.
There's
that
women
nobody,
screaming.
Right. That nobody is calling the cops and saying, hey, some weird stuff going on at the Hallowell Manor. No? No? Okay.
Hello.
Maybe the neighbors are sick of them.
Maybe hello, 911. So I heard one woman screaming and then a lot of glass breaking. And then another woman started screaming, and then more glass started breaking. And there's a woman who's literally screaming out the window. Like, she's standing in the window screaming. She's not screaming for help, but she's screaming, come immediately, please.
Now, I'd be the old woman that I got nothing to do, so all she do is gossip. I had to call the cops. And that man, I don't ever see him go nowhere with no job. He just come in, he don't bring no groceries, and now there's women screaming. I think he's beating them, you know? I think his manhood has been tested, and he's just beating them, but that would be me.
He always got a toolbox. He always got a toolbox, but nothing ever gets fixed.
I'm just telling you, I think the toolbox is just so light. The way he just swings it around, I don't think there's anything in it. I don't think he's going to work. That's what I think. I think he's just driving their car, but he's not really doing anything. And now there's always screaming at like random hours of the night. And then I hear things crashing over there all the time. I really think he's putting his hands on those poor girls. I'm getting Leo locked up. Leo is getting locked up.
Oh, man. That's how I know he be dusting people, because he's been in that same house since the 70s. He has a file.
I would say, though, at the beginning, he knew that it was a Banshee. I was like, oh, he's doing it. He know everything. And when he was like, oh, I have to go ask the elders, I was a little disappointed. Because at the beginning, I felt like we were moving
how
past.
How you know what Banshees are, but don't know Banshees are former witches?
I was like, damn.
It is like that Reddit, am I the asshole for stealing my like lab partner's work?
I read that. Oh, I see it on TikTok. Maybe I fell on TikTok.
Either way, that's Leo.
It was just so bad. It's what Piper wanted. Yeah. It's what she wanted.
Because, first of all, this isn't the first person who died. So if you had took your ass to the 8 a.m. staff meeting, you would have known there's a Banshee on the fucking loose.
You know, I don't even think it's just him. I think the elders are just...
You know what?
Piece of work.
I'm saying it's him because he like, this week, well, we going on the motherfucking honeymoon. We going. I don't give a fuck. We going. He broke the law last week. That's what I'm saying. He broke bad last week. And now, nah, bitch, we going. We are going.
The Natalie episode, though, where they were watching them witches get murked. I wasn't telling nobody. It's the whole organization. It's the whole organization. It's just, it's rotted at the top. Rotted at the top. I'm sorry.
Hold up. Kesha gotta come out. Kesha, drop the remix. Drop the remix.
I'm waiting nothing from Kesha. I'm good.
I'm just saying, from a marketing point of view, Kesha, it's time, girl.
But she can't. You can't market that song. You're marketing the remix.
You're marketing the remix. Wake up in the morning feeling like
Like what?
Beyonce. Feeling like what?
50 Shekel? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
50 Cent. Feeling like Andre. Come on.
Andre don't do the crap that she do. He over here playing his flute.
And Big Boy is like a grandfather with his owls.
With his owls.
Twista out here with the rednecks and the gun lovers. Damn.
There ain't nobody.
You out here like Jack Harlow.
I'm just gonna skip this.
That is a Spotify question. Nah, that's a Spotify question. Who would you want to see on the Catcher remake? What name drop are we subbing out?
No, I'm not doing that. No, we're not doing that. No, you've lost your fucking mind. You've lost your motherfucking mind. I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm just...
Again.
Anyway. So, then you have Prue out here being a hoe as a dog.
I mean, dogs are whores.
Why he didn't take her to an emergency vet? She could have had internal bleeding. He hit her mad hard.
It was giving her beer. Bruh.
They got the nerve to say that how odors are irresponsible, which they were. She should have had a leash on and a collar and stuff. I get that. But you hit her, excuse me, just brought her back to your house. It's not weird. It's weird.
Because, well, they addressed that. They said that, like, none of the shelters were open when they lost her.
That's why you take her to an emergency vet.
So I feel like they were, like, that's, like, their umbrella. First of all, girl, this episode's full of potholes and shit that don't make no sense. Why we nitpicking?
Okay. All right, so let's get to the main plot.
I thought the banshee was the main
plot. Well, you were talking about Piper, not Phoebe.
Well, yeah.
Phoebe's just toxic. She's just toxic. That's just toxic. I mean, I like a little toxic. I do like a little toxic.
I feel like outside of his face, what more do you need to add to the Book of Shadows?
He likes jazz. Long walks on the beach.
And the more, this is going to make me sound mad fucked up, but the more I hear about his likes, I'm just like, oh, he just wanted your pussy. He ain't never had to put it on him like that before. And
you don't think a man could like jazz and long walks on the beach?
And like Phoebe Hallowell? She is that free, best. She is second wife. That's who she is. She gives second wife energy. And
she gives mistress energy. She don't give second wife energy.
And second wives normally are?
Nah, she gave 20 years. I just found out that my man was cheating on me with this bimbo.
Like I said,
she's an asshole for telling my side piece's wife that this house is about to be mine. And that was a true Am I the Asshole post. That's what she give off. I feel like I've said all that I can say, right? Like, these girls are hard. This was a filler episode. They're still pining over each other's love. We get that. The choking scene was great for me. And that's, I mean, but like, nothing was solved except for the fact that Phoebe still wants to go after this toxic man. That's it.
And it doesn't even make any... Okay,
they didn't even help the innocent.
They didn't help the innocent because then they got themselves in trouble. But I guess the innocent doesn't need to be saved, technically, because Piper blew up the banshee. I mean, ultimately, yeah, they helped that bitch because you just left, like, a teenage girl in the alley.
Right.
Like... We see Daryl in a fucking few episodes. She could have popped up to go save Ashley Tisdale.
Daryl is sick of them. So he was like, you want me to put out an APB on a dog? Bitch, what is wrong with you? You already out here telling people that you witches and your ex-man was a demon. You think that's good for me?
It went from...
You know, he'd be going home and she'd be like, it's okay. It's all right. I know, honey.
Like, she went from psychic to witch to demon. In 10 seconds. And Daryl, that poor man.
It's a lot.
I know. They be in a locker room giggling, and they be like, "There he is, there he is." And the fact that they did that to him, fuck them Howlywells. They're villains.
Villains. Because they don't call, they don't check up with him. How you doing, Daryl? I made some extra dinner. If you want to come pick up some shepherd's pie for you and Sheila, don't do none of that. Other than that.
They didn't even make sure that girl got back home to her mama because that's who she was on the phone with. Like, mommy, I'm scared. Y'all couldn't even send
I
Lee.
need to run away.
Like at least Leo could have orbed her to her mama. At the very least.
She had to tell Leo to go at orb to go get her sister. You asking Leo to have the brains to go orbit innocent?
You're right, but anyway. Like, Leo.
This was a horrible. It was cute in certain places. Like I did that. That meme. I did that a couple times.
And that mostly came from Prue.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, there's nothing to say. There's no real overwhelming plot. They still pine for each other. This is the beginning of the next, what, three
Jesus,
seasons?
not even just like with the whole Piper's power plot. Let's be honest, Shawty, you the reason why you don't know how to control your powers. Because when she's freaking out about, Phoebe and Prue are super witches, I don't know how to do anything. Yeah, that's right. Like, you just started writing spells with Natalie. They have been witches for 3.5 seasons, and the first time you write a spell is when Natalie did that. Not even your man. He should want her to be like the top witch, the top bitch. You know what? What am I saying? Because a homosexual don't want his queen to elevate because she gonna realize she need more than him. Cue the hoteps. I was gonna go on a rant, but I stopped myself.
I know. I was waiting.
It don't make no sense because professionally, you should want this for your charge. How the fuck she only.
I just think this is disappointing, right? Because like next week, homie's gone. Like
Like,
it's so disappointing.
it's disappointing to know that that's what we're getting next week. But think about this in real time. Oh, I would fucking riot, yo. If I got like the That's a Raven about Charmed in real time, I would. There would be so many letters to Aaron Spelling. Oh man. But what I was saying is he's telling Piper that she's this powerful witch, and they're like, no, she's not. She's never really taken the opportunity to really perfect her craft, to learn about her craft, to do anything, to figure out like once she realized like, oh, my emotions, okay, freeze. Okay, whatever. She was like, that's all I need to know. I don't need to know nothing else about being a witch. All I know is like, okay, freeze. Bitch. Do some, like, do a little bit of research. You now want to be like, oh, let me do some yoga. And then he gonna lie to her and be like, yeah, you a good witch. No, you not. You not. You've never been a good witch.
I think she's a good witch.
She a witch who shows up.
Well, then all of them are witches that show up, except for Prue.
And
She's the
Paige.
herbalist. Did I send it to you?
The
Somebody
video.
did like not like a burn book, but like a scrapbook, and it has like Prue and the girls in it, and for Piper, it's like she's married. She's married to a white lion.
Because that was her whole identity, a man. Like, as bad as Phoebe is with trying to change a demon, when she got her degree and she like knew a little something, she was good. She like put Cole to the back burner and focused on her career. But Piper really was always like, my man, my man, my man.
I feel like we've had this conversation
We
before.
probably have.
Okay.
And
I just think it's especially watching the episode where her and Grams were like really tight, and Graham told her how to cook, and Graham told all the herbs and stuff. And then Grove was like, yeah, fuck you, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want this life. She wanted her white picket fence, her 2.5 children, her daughter that she never got. I'm so mad at that. Which, I mean, just the... I'm just going on a runner.
Which makes me so mad because the reason, like, oh, Prue died, which is why Piper never got a daughter. Okay, if that's the case, why did the whole... Like, we didn't have to play out the whole C-plot anyway. Who cared about the whole C-plot? Like, shout out to Coop, but, like, if it wasn't really cold, like, we didn't care. Like, ooh, thank you. Y'all gave us this little crumb.
I hated Coop.
Like, why couldn't the sea change? Like, when they finally vanquished him. Like, he really was her true love, and...
And she could have moved on from that, right? Just, you know, that was her true love. Her true love was psycho and deranged. And that's it.
I mean, whose true love ain't a little psycho in the range?
Right.
Beauty
right,
and the Beast.
Right, right.
I was like, I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my mind, but here we are.
Ooh, Coop got work done.
All right. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Like, what
I
else?
Was expecting that. I wasn't. He got divorced last year, too. See? When everybody's going to find their true love.
I'm trying to think what else happened in this episode. Oh, yeah.
Nothing, because it was boring.
The whole thing with Raynor. Why could, like...
Oh, that is big. That's really big.
He literally said, kill this bitch or your daddy's soul is gone. Why are we not talking about that?
Because none of these girls' business. They don't. Just the fact that she was able to throw him away so easily... Knowing how hard it was for him to just be there for her and go back to the brotherhood. And she just threw him away. I wouldn't tell you jack shit. I would put a knife in your heart. Stab, stab.
After I watched you kill my brother too. Girl. Some bitches be so selfish. Anyway. But yeah, that really bothered me. And I think that's also why... It felt really hard to connect this episode because I don't remember like the first time watching that Raynor episode,
mm-hmm.
but watching it last week and now watching, well, 2 weeks ago and now watching this, that's an easy layup because technically this should be in 2 weeks we would make to the episode, but here we are.
I mean, we can roll right into it.
But, all right, Cole tells Phoebe the truth. Raynor said, kill this bitch or I'm off in your daddy's soul. And he did, and he does it. And Phoebe's like, I understand. I get it. Boom, crisis of fate. I understand why he did that, but it's still a witch. That's the better fucking story. Because, like, she already has that inclination towards evil. So she's like, is that my inclination towards evil? I mean, the past life shit, but is that my inclination towards evil? Or is this, am I blinded by love? Or is this just a circumstance that I can truly understand? Because if it was Graham's soul or Piper's soul or anybody else's soul, remember when I went into the future and killed that baseball player because he raped my friend? So we already know she got that in her. That's the better fucking story, and the setup is in season 2. Oh, this is why the show suffers, because we don't have consistent writers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm gonna change him, girl. You a charm one, fuck him.
I cringed at that so much. So much. It has the same look as Piper did, like.
Oh man, he's a guy. Like that's what that sound is meant for. He's a guy. He's a guy.
He loves me.
Okay, and he killed a witch because his
toxic self would have probably went back. Like. We're looking at this, right? And we're like older now, but in our 20s, where Phoebe is set up in her 20s.
Nah.
You remember that, right? In her 20s. I'm sorry. That man put his hands around my throat. I want to say I'm not trying to kill you. He stop being a bitch right now. I called you like, I know he's crazy. And I know he tried to kill me.
I'm not going to go
into... But look, he told me he loved me.
I know part of the reason why, like, that, oh, she's 20 shit, don't fucking, like, that don't... What's 20? Because at 17, I was cleaning up crime scenes.
Oh. How many times have you and I was supposed to go partying? Or ride back together to go partying? And your ass hopped on a different train than I was because you got a text in the middle of the morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, duh. But also, also, if I am a witch, I'm also going to remember the times when I was 17 years old and had to clean up a crime scene before we
called the cops. That's what they got Leo for. I mean... If Leo ain't good for nothing else.
Apparently not, because they still gonna pay somebody else for this fucking glass.
I said cleaning the blood of the man. I said cleaning them busted ass windows.
Yo.
She don't have her daddy's a bum. Her dad's a con artist and a bum. She watched her grandma roll down the stairs and die.
Grandma was a rolling stone.
I'm so done with you. Mom drowned. Prue is overly aggressive for no reason, right? Just overly aggressive.
No, and you got... she's hyper independent because everybody in their life has failed her.
Okay, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. And you got Piper. You got Piper, who is supposed to be the one that has like the most normal of lives with her bum ass husband, who is also your white lighter. I mean, come on.
Who's also bad at his job. Ugh.
So what more do you... She don't got nobody she can look towards to. She don't got no female white ladder she can talk to. Anytime they make friends with witches, they die. Like, this is the first person who has told her that he loved her with no strings attached. There's nothing... Like, he would have loved her even if she wasn't a witch. Like...
Who?
It is time. Cole.
I guess.
I mean, they probably would not have intersected because his whole main purpose was to take him out. But when you look at it that way, right? And her sisters, when she moved to New York, basically kind of gave up on her, right? She was a bum. She was a loser. All this stuff.
Not Piper, because Piper still kept in contact because that's how she got her. Not Piper. But also, when she left, she said, I don't know what my future holds, but I know it ain't here. Bye, hoes.
Moving train in Georgia. Leaving on the midnight train in Georgia.
Moving on the midnight train. Moving on the midnight train.
All I'm saying is that
we can never have a live show because... It's just gonna be a whole audience of people just starting to sing.
We're gonna bust out the electric slide. I don't know how it's gonna happen, but it's gonna be a whole room just doing the electric
slide. It's gonna happen. I know exactly how it's gonna happen. It's gonna be a Leo plot, and I'm going to be tired of talking about it, so I'm gonna let you handle it. And while you talk, I'm gonna start doing the electric slide, and you gonna look and be like, "Really, bitch."
I'm just step into it. But anyway, so I can see why she is hung up on this man. Okay? It's toxic dick. We have all.
It's well-researched toxic dick because he definitely was stalking her.
He had
a dossier on her. And her sisters. Because we said this when he first came on the scene. He researched all three sisters and was like, that's the easy one. So, is he the perfect guy? Or is he Joe from you? He's Joe from you.
I mean, he don't kill her just yet. He'll try. I mean, he'll try to take out his sisters until a little bit later. Because Paige don't take no bullshit.
Oh man.
But that, I mean, other than that, I don't have no changes to make except you should have taken her to the emergency vet and not had her on couch chicken. So then I was like, oh, poor baby probably got internal bleeding because he definitely like knocked her out. Poor baby got
As
internal bleeding.
people who have worked at the shelter, we know that they still tie them hoes up. Shelter closed at 8. It's 10 o'clock, and there's a dog tied to the gate. Like, I guess here you come. Please don't do that, guys. That fucking sucks. That's like, just don't. But.
I mean, this was a bummer of an episode. Next episode will be a blast.
I hate you. And like, not only does Leo suck in this episode for everything I said, but Prue turns back into a human and is still fucking injured. And he don't even try to be like yo. Man sucks.
Sucks.
Your charge got hit by a car, and you not even like, oh, let me check you out. Matter of fact, I know why, because he's scared of her. He gonna call her a
He was
Doberman,
scared
like
as a dog, right?
as if there's anything wrong with a Doberman. I mean,
That's
if you
racist.
pussy.
That's racist. Like, he racist. Look at him being racist against dogs.
Nah, I thought because Dobermans are gorgeous dogs, but they vicious, which is why Batman had them. And like, I could like, if you want to call somebody like a vicious bitch in a nice way, a Doberman is how you say it. You'll be like, I guess, like that's right.
I don't go with a poodle. Poodles are vicious
Nah,
bitches.
no. I mean,
Yes.
are we a poops, a chow chow.
Chow chows are crazy as fuck. As an owner of a chow chow, the motherfuckers
Yo, I never. If it's a chow chow, I'd rather deal with a Saint Bernard before I deal with a chow chow.
almost got a Saint Bernard. They don't live that long.
You
Now, chow chows
know,
are crazy.
but yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they did their research, they should have called her a chow chow.
But I mean, they're not considered like super gorgeous as opposed to like a Doberman or a poodle or.
But chow chows are also like show doggies. If when you like take care of them, or like a rug, she's like a well-groomed bitch, you know, because she
When's the last
is.
time a chow chow won a show dog?
I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to the show. Okay,
2018.
it's not that long ago.
No, actually. And then Chow Chow from Otago was named Best of Opposite Sex at the 2023 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
That's what I'm saying.
What does
Like,
that
what?
mean? Best of Opposite Sex? What does that mean? Oh, you're so cute. Okay, I'm going on a tangent.
If you're not a dog person, then we just said a whole bunch of shit that has made no sense to you. The only thing that made sense was Doberman and Batman. You
I
might
just
be
don't
Batman. I'm not Batman. I need to stay off of TikTok for a while.
know. You
I
do.
know. Is there anything else that we missed? She gonna fight for her man. That plot hole is there. Piper finally summoned the power in her, I guess.
The power of heart.
I mean, I guess like the only we see that she finally found her strength because she realized that plan A that we never heard of didn't work. So this is plan B. And she's so assured of herself in plan B working, I guess. Like, they didn't even play that out. He gave her a half-ass pep talk, and then she called her sister's man.
Why the potion ain't work? Why the potion ain't work?
Oh, the alchemist. Because remember when
Okay.
they called him the first time, and he was like, bitch, don't call for me. They gonna try to kill me. I know that's why they calling me. So he went to the alchemist to be like, hey, yo, help me. They try to kill me. And plus, rid me of this love disease.
I mean, I guess.
I understand the plot, but also it's really hard to take it seriously when it's like, I need to get rid of this love disease. Take this love out of me. That's what it just feels like. Man, that's hella cheesy. But anyway, I got nothing. What are you rating this episode?
A four. Doggy howls. Oh.
I'm gonna give it like a 4.5. 10-minute kisses. Because apparently, like, what is it? Can somebody, anybody, I'm literally going to make this a clip and I will post it on TikTok and Instagram and maybe Twitter, who knows? But can somebody, anybody, please explain to me
somebody
the fascination with hearing your sibling make out, hearing your sibling have sex? Like, what is it? What is it? What is this trope? Where did it come from? Who started it? Why is this a thing? Why are you like, yeah, I was listening to y'all make out for 10 minutes because, ooh, I need some... Your sister? On Sex and the City, when they would watch, like, Carrie's neighbors have sex or Samantha's neighbors have sex, it made sense because it's a neighbor. Whatever. I don't know, y'all. But your sister, and to know that she later on becomes an empath, so she probably has some, like, a few, nasty. Really, like, that whole trope just makes me really gag, and I don't know why it keeps coming up on this show.
I'm gonna end it after nasty. That could be where I end it.
But that trope just makes me so mad. Some witches be hoes.
And some hoes listen to their siblings have sex.
Wait, what?
I said some hoes listen to their siblings have sex.
You're right. Nasty!